We're going to start, though, with the Managing Director of Enercon Wind Farm Services Ireland and Enercon Service Northern Ireland, Noreen Stack. She's a North Kerry woman. She's here celebrating this morning like the rest of her our colleagues in Killarisk. Noreen, thanks very much for talking to me in the programme. Listen, congratulations, 25 years, some milestone for the company.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really exciting day for us here, Gerry, and it's only on days like this we reflect back on how far we've come as an organisation. I mean, you mentioned the first wind farms in Ireland from Enercon were built in 98, but the story of the company actually goes back a lot further than that. The company was founded back in 1984 by a guy called Alois Vauban, who built his first wind turbine in his garage and built it out of a love of technology and this ethos or idea of energy for the world. So he certainly accomplished that. Enercon is now a global entity present in over 50 countries and with over 14,000 employees, 30,000 turbines, and we're just delighted and I, as well as many others, are fortunate that our HQ ended up being here in Tralee.
Why Kerry? Why Tralee?
Yeah.
You think what decision was made to make that happen?
I get asked this a lot, and actually there's so many reasons which I think are all big pluses for Kerry in general. A huge part of it is the nature of the work we do. I mean, they're wind farms predominantly, they're based in rural areas, so of course it makes sense, rural jobs for rural people. And there's a sense of ownership as well. I mean, I, like many others, look out my window at home and I can see the Enercon wind turbines from my house. So, you know, you feel that connection to them anyway. But why Tralee in particular? Our previous managing director at the time says, you know, he was scouting locations around the country and he just got a really good sense of the Kerry people, you know, that they were hardworking and there was this can-do attitude that he met with everyone he encountered. So definitely that was a draw for Kerry. As well at the time, wind farms locally like Ballincollig Hill, Pallas, Mwing were being developed as well. So it all kind of coincided and Tralee then just absolutely made sense. And of course the workforce, the links with MTU now and Kerry ETB today as well, reinforce that too. There's a skilled workforce here in Tralee that is suitable for the kind of jobs we have on offer.
So all very important, a number of different factors feeding into it. So tell me what the company is like today, the Irish branch of it, in terms of size, employment and how that happened over the last 25 years.
Sure, yeah. So we're at 196 employees at the moment. Of course, we have big plans to grow. You mentioned our fleet of 231 vans there. Wasn't designed for it to happen this week, but we actually just took delivery of 16 new Mercedes Sprinters. Some of them are for replacements for vans, but vans that are in our existing fleet, but also they're waiting to be filled by new service teams as well. So we are certainly growing here in Tralee. We're at 196 at the moment. That's employees all around the country.
Yeah.
So we have 14 service locations in Ireland throughout rural communities where we have wind farms, we develop a service station and we can have maybe 5 to 10 service technicians, then generally electricians or mechanics working out of those service stations. Here in Tralee, we have about 60 full-time employees working out of this location. So we have a good spread around the country, but the majority of our workforce is here in Tralee. And that growth has happened quite quickly. I mean, in 1998, you know, there was no base in Ireland, certainly not in Kerry, but that developed over time. And our real growth was happening, you know, when we were heading for a bust in Ireland, the wind industry was booming and we were recruiting heavily in rural areas, and thankfully that has continued to today as well, and we're still recruiting, still growing.
Yeah, certainly has. And for the work that you do, is it primarily maintenance in the Irish side, or is the major construction of the turbines happening in the operational base in Germany where it all started?
So the manufacturing of the components is predominantly Germany and some other centres around Europe, but for us here in Ireland, we've got a range of services that we offer. So our sales teams are based here in Ireland, some in Dublin, some down here in Kerry. We also have project management. We manage construction of wind farms from here. We then manage the servicing. So our servicing contracts with our clients are 20 years and beyond. So our first wind farm that we mentioned that was built in 1998, we're still servicing that wind farm. So that gives you an idea of the longevity of the relationships we have then afterwards. And also that's very much linked to the security of our jobs. Projects we're selling operating now, we're still in all likelihood going to be servicing them in 20, 25 years time and beyond.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, the range of services is huge. I mean, we're outside our main warehouse here where we've got warehouse employees. We also have a training centre, so we have full-time trainers working from here. We have our service technicians starting from here in the morning, but then we have a range of departments inside in our office as well, from health and safety, HR, technical support, dispatchers, finance, you name it. So it's quite a variety of roles and skills.
And what sort of an opportunity around do you see? And you mentioned the fleet of vans. You're in expansion mode because of the way the economy is going, because of the need to reduce our carbon emissions and to change the way we create and deliver energy in Ireland. So how much of an opportunity is there for ye in this space? Yeah. Over the next 5 years, shall we say?
Yeah, I mean, the outlook is looking positive. You know, I mean, we see new wind farms coming on stream all the time. Thankfully, we're fortunate to have signed a couple of contracts for new projects in the last few months. So it gives us a good outlook of what's to come over the next couple of years. Definitely, the onshore market has been more challenging, I would say, over the last 3 or 4 years. You know, things like grid code and planning. You know, there's been a lot of backlog there.
Yeah.
And definitely, we've felt that as well. Projects previous to that were coming through a lot quicker. And I think about 2017, you know, the amount of projects that were built out, it was phenomenal, and then that completely petered out, and a lot of that was down to do with issues with delays in the planning system. So that does have an effect, but we still see the projects coming out, and you know, that is leading to growth for us.
Are you looking at a situation whereby ye will be able to capitalise on the development of offshore? Is that something you have ambitions towards?
So for Intercon at the moment, we don't develop any offshore products. I mean, maybe never say never, but right now our focus is on onshore. And we do that because we want to ensure that we're focused on the technology that we know is our core strength, and that's onshore wind turbines. But yeah, who knows what the future will bring.
And how much have they developed, and how much are they likely to develop in terms of the performance of individual wind turbines? The first one you mentioned, the founder going back then, starting off in his garage, there have been several different models since.
Absolutely.
Using the technology.
Yeah.
So where does it go from here?
I mean, I think it's a good example to talk about our first wind farm we built in Ireland. So that was built in 98. That was 10 E40s, as we call them. So they're 40 metres diameter rotor blades. Today, you could probably put two turbines, or even one actually, on that site and generate the same power as that 10 turbine park. So actually, the good news story is we can produce a lot more power with a lot fewer turbines. Yes, they're bigger, but they're more efficient, you know, and they're producing more. So technology has changed hugely over the last number of years, particularly, I would say, even in the last 5 years. And I can tell you, when there's new technology here, there's huge excitement amongst the team because there's such an interest in the technology.
Yeah. And you're from there, you're going to be developing more along those lines, and that performance, I suppose, is the key to what made the company a success. The
yes.
engineering know-how, developing blades that can be more efficient and can develop, and is the sky the limit when it comes to that in terms of where you want to
absolutely.
Go?
Absolutely. I mean, I mentioned our founder, Alois Vauban. He was a guy who loved technology, and I think that has sustained within the organisation. You know, that love of technology is there. We have a really strong R&D department, and it's always about optimising efficiency, you know, and doing more with the technology that's there. And I see it locally here in the team in Ireland as well. You know, that love of technology sustains as well, and it's all about efficiency.
Okay, tell me what you would like to see. You mentioned the planning system in terms of employment. I know you've got training relationships between the MTU and the Kerry ETB in terms of, like, we have a big company here, we've employment here, you want training here to have local people who have expertise coming out of the education so they can work for you. What do you see happening in that space in the next number of years?
Yeah, I mean, I think definitely the links we have here, we're very fortunate with the ETB and with MTU. So that's been hugely beneficial. For us, it's recruitment. We want to get people, good people, you know, in the door. We're recruiting electricians and mechanics, and, you know, maybe I'm biased, but as an employer here, we are really strong and an employer who really cares about our employees as well. So we really just, you know, we want to recruit good people, and we're recruiting all around the country. So big thing for us in Tralee is keeping the good people that we have and bringing in more good people as
Tell
well.
Tell me what's happening today.
So today, yeah, we're in celebration mode. We're focusing on reflecting on where we've come from over the last 25 years. We've got many of our clients who've been with us since day one coming to visit here today. And in combination, we're going to open our new warehouse and our office as well. So it's a dual celebration. And it's an opportunity for us as well to showcase for everybody, you know, how far we've come, what we do, the passion of our employees as well. And, you know, maybe to give some talks on the future.
Is part of that, I suppose, telling people locally here, like obviously all the families of people who work here know and are aware, but the wider public might not be aware, yeah, just how big this operation is and how much you've grown.
Absolutely. I mean, I've joked before, and you can see it in our vans as well, Gerry. It says Intercon Energy for the World, but it doesn't give away much else about what we do as well. So possibly we fly under the radar a little bit, you know, because I don't know why we're not selling products to the general public, I guess, as well. But lately we have been more focused on being, you know, seen within the community, and part of that is our branding as an employer as well. But a huge part of it is most of us working here are from the North Kerry area, you know, so we are immersed in the community anyway, and we want people to know what we do. And there's a real sense of pride here in the name Intercon and in the company, so we want to share that with everybody. And hopefully when people see the vans driving around the place, they'll say, oh yeah, that's Intercon, I know a bit about them, you know, I heard what they do. So all of that is positive.
Well, listen, Noreen, thanks very much for talking to me this morning and outlining where you are and where you're going, and good luck with today, and congratulations again.
Thanks, Gerry, and thank you for being here as well. We're delighted to have you.
Great stuff. That's Noreen Stack there, Managing Director of Intercon Wind Services Ireland. That's where we are in Killarisk in Tralee. Celebrations beginning here. We'll talk more with different elements of the company a little bit later on. On the way, we're going to talk about the Oireachtas Committee hearing with RTÉ. We've Deputy Brendan Griffin coming up on the line. Yes, indeed. We're live from Intercon in Killarisk, Tralee. They're celebrating 25 years as a company here in Ireland. And we've lots of reviews and comments to get to. I'm going to hold those for a moment. We will get to them shortly. I want to talk to my next guest now, because we've got Sarah Sheehan, who's the Head of Human Resources at Intercon Wind Farm Services Ireland and Intercon Service Northern Ireland. And we also have Gerard O'Donoghue, who's Manager of After Sales at Intercon Ireland. Good morning to both of you, and thanks for joining me on the programme.
Morning,
Gerry. Sarah, I'm going to start with you. Listen, I see here that the fleet of vans, the level of staff that you have, I know you've been in expansion mode, so it must be a hugely challenging but enjoyable role, I suppose, working in a company that's managing and expanding staff.
Absolutely, Gerry. Like, the last number of years have been really, really busy, but really rewarding. So you mentioned there's a huge expansion happening at the moment. We've hired 24 people so far this year, and we've 33 more to hire. So huge amount of work being done at the moment, but we hope to have those 33 hired by the end of the year.
Yeah, and a lot of work goes into, I suppose, training and getting used to the corporate culture, I'd imagine, at Intercon.
100%, and there is a great team effort here goes into, first of all, sourcing and then onboarding our technicians. So we've, Elaine O'Connor is our main recruiter, so a big thank you to her for the Trojan work she puts in sourcing candidates. Our field area managers and other hiring managers are actively involved in the sourcing and the hiring process. And then we've our health and safety departments and our training departments who work to get our technicians fully trained before they go to the field. And then obviously the technicians in the field, both field service and update support, rotoblade and concrete repair technicians, have to do their own jobs on a day-to-day basis, but also spend a lot of time training up new employees as well. They learn on the job, really.
And as part of your job then to link them into, I suppose, when they're on the road and here and that kind of
absolutely
operation.
Yeah, so we would be available mainly on the phone to our employees that are working in the field. But we're also available on email, and we try and get out and about as much as we can as well to meet the guys in person.
Has COVID has that changed the nature of the role in any way?
Not really. It was a lot more challenging back in 2020. So HR as well as health and safety had a really active role in trying to manage our approach to the pandemic and kind of to mitigate the impact that it had on employees and their work. So that was challenging. But things have gotten relatively back to normal now. We do have hybrid working is a feature of our work now, which wasn't before. So that's the only change, I guess.
Okay. All right. Listen, stay with me, guys. We're going to talk a bit more about this. We're going to talk with Gerard as well in terms of his role and how it fits into the overall company and all of that. We'll get to that, and we're going to take news a little bit late. We'll take a quick break, and we'll have more from Enercon, 25 years in operation here in Killarisk in Tralee. We'll get to that after we take these. Yeah, we're here with our outside broadcast unit at Enercon in Killarisk in Tralee. 25 years of the company in operation. We've got Sarah Sheehan, head of HR for Enercon Wind Farm Services Ireland, and we've got Gerard O'Donoghue, who's manager of after sales in Ireland. And Gerard, if I can talk to you about, I suppose, tell me about your role, and that whole after sales aspect is obviously a key role in terms of you sell the turbines, but then you have to maintain them for many years.
Yeah, exactly. Like our sales team, they would work with our customers and partners for a long time, really, to get a project to site. But once it's on site, then it comes to us here in Tralee to make sure it's maintained over its 20-25 year lifespan. So the after sales role in that is to work with the partner on that maintenance contract and putting that in place. And then there's a team of seven of us then that work with them and have meetings with them and so on every month and make sure that we are performing to the standards they set to us and our own health and safety standards as well. So there's a lot of work goes into it for, you know, all aspects of the contract.
Yeah. It's all about maintaining, I suppose, the performance of the turbines for energy output.
Exactly, yeah. So like the longer a turbine's running, the more energy we get out of it. So maintenance is a very important part of that, and doing scheduled maintenance, make sure there's no downtime for faults, and in our teams on site do the maintenance and the turbine's running then when we need it.
Yeah. You need people who've got skills. Are you getting those people?
Yeah, like in Enercon, I suppose we hire predominantly electricians because that's the technology in our turbines, and look, everyone knows electricians are in demand, but I think what's offered in Enercon here in Ireland is a very competitive package and a great environment. And it helps us attract those electricians to the company, and you can go on what service with recruitment we've had so far this year. Yeah.
What kind of a place is it like to work in?
It's fantastic. Like, I'm from Ballyseedy, only out the road. It's great to have a job that's 5 minute drive in the road. The atmosphere is fantastic. The team are brilliant. You know, it's very collaborative. Everyone works together. You know, it's really enjoyable coming to work every day. Even the working hours, like, we start at 7:30, we finish at 4 o'clock. In the summer, you have the whole evening to yourself. You know, it's a great place to work, really.
Yeah. And is that part, Sarah, of the package you're offering people? I mean, you're talking about recruiting 33 more people on top of that. Is that part of what you're saying to people? Come work here. X, Y, and Z, this is how we do things.
Absolutely, yeah. There is a huge focus on work-life balance, and that's really important to us here. And we've worked really hard in the last number of years to make a positive employee experience a focus of the company. So we've additional annual leave days, we've competitive package, as Jara said, and hopefully more to come in the coming years.
Yeah, and so with that in mind, you're looking for people?
We are, yeah. We have 33 open positions across the country at the moment. So the majority are field service technician positions. So as Jara mentioned, they're electrically qualified people. We have positions open here in Tralee, in Clare, in Mill Street, Bantry, all over the country, from Derry to Kerry, we say. So if anyone is interested and wants to apply, the best way is to have a look at our open jobs on our jobs page. So that's www.enerconireland.recruity.com. Or if they prefer, they can send a speculative CV to recruitment.ie@enercon.de. So, okay. And that'll be picked up there.
So that's where they need to go and what, because you're actively looking at the moment. Gerard, final question for you. And you talked about, I suppose, that how confident are you, how happy are you that this is, like, it's part of the transition that we're going through. These jobs are here for a long time, and it's only going to develop, I suppose, in the area.
They certainly are. Like, any contract we sign with a new wind farm is for 15 years. So when a wind farm goes up, it's 15 years work guaranteed, and every time we sign a new wind farm, it's another 15 years work. So, like, I'm looking at wind farms, oh, we're signing this a couple of years, it'll get me to retirement.
On that, you're part of a wind farm, I suppose, is the, and this is a challenge I don't think a lot of people understand, is the transferring of the energy from the wind farms to the grid.
Yes.
Is that part of your work, and that, is that a developing area? Because we're going to have to upgrade our national grid infrastructure as well.
It's necessary for our work, but it's not what we do. So we build the wind turbines, and we service and maintain those to put the power to the, say, the local substation. From there to get it to the grid is with ESB and AirGrid, and there's a lot of work to be done. A lot of work being done, and it's great, but more needs to be done, as they always say.
Yeah.
And same with planning and all those other aspects. But it works through. Like, everyone has an input into it, and you know, it's for the best for everyone.
And for anyone looking even on that side of it, substation two or the wind farm side of it, this is a good area to get involved in terms of if you're engineering minded, electrician minded, direction to go for your career.
Exactly. Like the electrically qualified guys we hire, they come in here and they may not have ever been to a wind turbine, so we do a lot of training there, from health and safety to the works in the turbines, and from there then over time they get upskilled into all aspects of HV works and everything, which allows them to work in substations and stuff from there then. Yeah. So.
Okay. All right, well, listen, look, thanks very much for telling us your part of the story of Enercon. Congratulations and enjoy the day, and thanks for coming into us. That's Sarah Sheehan there, head of HR with Enercon, and Gerard O'Donoghue, manager of After Sales Ireland. If you have a view on that aspect of it, get in touch with us on the programme. If you're interested, then apply. We'll have more on this and more on your comments, lots of those to get to.